Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
You either love them or you hate them, and maybe for a lot of us we don't admit to the fact that we watch reality programs, but I think the line is becoming a little bit blurred between what we consider a reality program and what it really is. Mate of mine from Channel 10, Bro Zavard, is always on the lookout for what's making news in the world of television. Mate, good morning. Reality programs. There was an article in the paper a week or so ago that said reality programs are dead. What do you think about that?
There's two things here, really, isn't there, Todd? Are reality TV shows dead, or do newspapers just like calling the death of certain genres of television to amuse themselves? It's not long ago that game shows were dead, but now Millionaire Hot Seat and Family Feud are rating incredibly well, and Feud just won a Logie. So I don't know if game shows are dead. I think bad game shows are dead, and I think it's the same with reality TV. I think if it's done badly or if it's done to death or if it doesn't seem to be any point to it anymore, then the ratings are going to drop off. But, I mean, it's a big call to call the death of any genre, I would say.
Yeah, it certainly is a big call. And the thing is, the lines have become blurred with what we consider reality programs, because I think the people that turn around, and I'm a classic for it, things like Big Brother, which just leave me cold, and I don't understand why someone would stay up at night to watch people sleeping. you know, it's, and the voiceover comes on and goes, and the Big Brother house is asleep. I can see that. I'm going back to sleep.
Just in case you weren't aware. It's interesting, isn't it? I mean, the thing about Big Brother I find fascinating is, you know, you had a bunch of people that wanted to be on TV to be famous, and then for a while that rated really well. And Big Brother's disappeared, and Celebrity Get Me Out of Here turned up, which is a bunch of celebrity people who kind of are famous already. So it almost works better when people aren't desperate for the fame part of things, and we just get to watch. Like, there's something about I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out Here that is kind of more real than Big Brother was.
Well, I work on the theory that if you're a celebrity, don't go there in the first place. then they won't have to get you out of there. Just don't go.
They do
go.
Get paid obscene amounts of money, though.
Oh, they certainly do. But the lines, bros, the lines get blurred because I'm a fan of cooking shows, and technically that is a reality program.
Absolutely. I mean, does it get more real than watching someone show you how to cook something you might then cook in your kitchen? And then cooking shows have moved into, you know, Gordon Ramsay's moved into kind of a bigger reality sector. And I love those shows. I love Hell's Kitchen and that kind of stuff. But, I mean, that's incredibly strong reality formatting. So, I mean, it's interesting with reality too, because we're in an era now with reality television where the audience is aware now that it's all scripted, or at least if it's not scripted, it's all strongly produced, or people are urged or manipulated or pushed in a certain direction. I was talking to one of the competitors of Celebrity, reality show where everyone wants to be a millionaire? Donald Trump did the American version.
Oh, The Apprentice.
Celebrity Apprentice.
Yeah.
And I won't name any names, but this particular celebrity told me that they were manipulated so much that he'd refused to do any celebrity reality shows again. He'd turn up and put his things down, and then he'd turn around 10 minutes later to get something out of his bag, and one of the producers will have moved it just to, you know, stir him up a bit. Or he'd ask for a coffee, and the coffee would be an hour and a half in the waiting. And it's all these little manipulative things they were doing to try and get them a bit edgy and a bit angry, so that they could start rolling on something more interesting than not. So, and he was furious at how he got treated, but I guess same thing. If you don't want to be on, don't be on.
So am I reading between the lines here that are you actually suggesting, are you being bold enough to suggest that the media would manipulate? So I'm just, am I hearing you correctly, Rose?
Look, I know it's a controversial thing to say, and I know people won't believe me, but but it's interesting when people call the death of, reality television, because reality television does this thing, because the other thing that people like to call is the death of broadcast television. You know, everyone likes to tell me that YouTube's going to take over and Netflix is going to take over and all these things are going to happen, but at the end of the day, and proof of reality television as much as anything else, nothing provides a single large audience as well as like a reality TV grand final. MasterChef last year, 2.7 million viewers in one place at one time for 2 hours.
It's crazy, isn't it?
YouTube can't do that, and Netflix can't do that. You can't guarantee that to an advertiser. My Kitchen Rules, 1.6, The Voice, 1.5, The Block, 2.027. Like, these are ridiculous numbers. So, you know, they're not dead because they're still getting advertisers, and you can sell 30 seconds in a 2.7 million rating show for as much as you want, you know? So,
pretty penny. All right, so there you go. So if I had to say yes or no answer, you would say no, reality TV is not dead.
And I would say the shows that have died are probably overdue.
Okay, now we're not going to mention any more names, but off air, are you going to tell me who that celebrity was in Prentice, or are you going to keep Storm?
No, I can tell you off air.
Okay, fair enough. Cool.
And then people can hassle you if they want to find out who it was.
It'll go to the highest bidder, bros. We'll have a chat to you in the next couple of weeks. Good to have a chat to you.
Not a problem. Thanks, Todd.
2NURFM 103.7.